The head of Ohio's Democratic Party, Chris Redfern, sees the court's decision to keep the health care law intact as a victory for people who need the coverage.
We had a health care system that would restrict opportunities for women to seek affordable health care and mammogram screenings and cervical screenings and the kind of access that will drive down costs, not for just some of us, but for all of us. And I'm excited to have these conversations with the voters, because it's not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about what's right for our country to improve the lives of so many, and at the very same time, grow our economy and make it that much stronger.
But the head of Ohio's Republican Party, Bob Bennett, seizes on the court's interpretation that the individual mandate part of the plan constitutes a tax.
This is exactly what Republicans have been saying. This is a tax on the middle class voters family members clear across the country. So you had 88 counties that voted for the repeal of Obamacare last year in Ohio, and you had the President of the United States in an interview with George Stephanopoulos that said that this was not a tax. Obviously, he either misspoke or he tried to slip something past the American people, but the courts would straighten him out on that.
So here's the spin at this point. Democrats will say this plan is helping to provide coverage to people who need it, and Republicans will refer to the health care plan as a new tax on middle-class families. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.